there's millions of people around the world who want my signature and want a picture with me, and I'm just like some normal person.
SK Telecom are just rolling through. The Nexus turrets are potentially going to go down. This could be a 20-minute game for SK Telecom. They will be the Season 3 World Champions here at the Staples Center.
Welcome to the League of Legends, the current champion of the competitive video game world.
It's a computer game that five players or teammates, just like any other team sport, play against another five people. Some would say it's like chess.
You might not have as many pieces as in chess, but you control like one really strong piece. Everyone's always moving around and trying to outsmart each other, but in the end, you're just trying to destroy the enemy's pieces. And there's just so much strategy and thinking involved. There's nine other people that you're playing with and you have to account for them at all times. And if you forget for a single second what one person is doing, you might get caught off guard, surprised, and killed.
With over 40 million regular players, 1 billion hours of logged gameplay, and 70 million unique accounts, League of Legends has become the fastest growing game in the world. In fact, it's so popular, it has its own pro division, complete with salaried athletes, diehard fans, and massive corporate sponsors. Why has it grown so fast? Because for League of Legends, the community is key.
League of Legends, from my personal opinion, has done so well is because first they built a game that was really, really fun. And then they respected the community and they listened and they took feedback from pro players and people that played their game, and then they adjusted it and they kept getting it better and better and better. And then they were, I believe, one of the first developers to actually say, you know what, let's put a lot of money behind making this a spectator sport. Let's hire the best production people to have a stage that and a production value that parallels the NFL or watching a basketball game. Let's put shoutcasters, let's put the right video, let's put the right stage in place. Let's have a super high professional quality associated with esports. That had never been done previously.
So is the League of Legends success a fluke, or will the world of esports continue to grow?
I absolutely believe esports will grow. And the reason why I say that is because just the aging of the population, right? You've got your millennials that are just accustomed to growing up on iPads and PCs and consoles, and it's second nature, right? And there's not as many of those kids that are growing up on tennis and football and traditional sports. It only makes sense that you begin to recognize or appreciate the athleticism in certain individuals that play video games. So that appreciation comes from these millennials that are coming into the industry, and now they want to watch sports that they grew up with, things that are nostalgic to them, things that they appreciate. So just from a numbers standpoint, absolutely there's going to be more people that appreciate esports and enjoy watching it as a spectator sport. The reduction cost in bandwidth that is allowed people to stream online, for us to broadcast LCS worldwide and have 500,000 people tune in concurrently. That kind of technology and the cost associated with it wasn't around 10 years ago.
Whether it's a flash in the pan or a sign of the times, League of Legends has the attention of the millennials.
It is a legitimate sport, and there are millions of fans around the world who pay good money to watch you play, and there's a bunch of sponsors around the world who pay thousands and thousands of dollars every month just to put their name on your jersey like this. So it's a big thing now, and it's legitimate.